Welcome back to the Intuitive Mindset Podcast with Jeannie Lynch, and this is Season 4, Episode 10, and I have a very important question for you today. Do you think it's important to go back in time in order to move forward to heal? And what happens if going back in time means into another life? Do you believe in regression therapy? Have you ever explored past life exploration? That's the topic today. I'm going to be sharing with you my recent past life therapy session and sharing a few stories that have everything to do with past lives, but are absolutely affecting this life. Can't wait to share. That fun episode is coming up next. So stay opened and ready to dive into this topic. The benefits of past life regression therapy. Why looking back might be your answer to moving forward. Stay watching. Hey, welcome back to my channel, Jeannie Lynch. Really excited to open up today's topic and have this discussion. Very casual video. I'm going to be sharing a whole bunch around the topic of past life regression, past lives. Can you use this in a healing? Do you use it when you're healing others, especially if you're an energy healer? And to what capacity should we do this work? And is this work important? Does this work even exist? Can we go back in another life? And what does our past lives even have to do with anything that we're experiencing in this life? Is this a bridge we should not be passing? These are all great discussions, and I'm going to have them today on my channel, and I'm going to share a lot about this topic. So stay listening, stay watching. It's coming up next. Hey, thanks for staying clicked in. I thought it would be important in this video and in this topic to really start in my experience with how the idea of past lives even came to be, and then kind of how much thought change I needed to make for myself because of my own belief system and how I was raised and the rest of it. And then clearly the difference it's made in my life and my understanding. So let's go back to that first. Years ago, 20 years to be exact, a friend handed me a beautiful book. Yeah, you've probably seen this on my channel before, Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian Weiss. And when he handed me the book, I remember tried to read a few pages and not getting anywhere, kind of throwing the book to the corner of my room and thinking, wow, what the hell was that guy thinking to hand that book to me? When I handed the book back to my friend, I was clearly like, thank you for thinking of me, but no thanks. Well, a month later, my daughter was killed in a car crash, and one of the first few calls I made reaching out for help was back to the same friend and said, remember that book you handed me? I would like it back. And this is the book. Many Lives, Many Masters opened up the door, and it certainly began my healing with my daughter, because what it taught me and what I understand today, and this is really what I want to share today and so much more, is that I remembered hearing when my daughter first passed, you know, eternity, that the time we had together was just a bleep in the screen, and that there would be many, many times to be with her in eternity. But then I also remembered feeling like I'm going to have to wait till I die to be with her again, and then what that reunion would be like in heaven. And that was my understanding because of my being brought up Catholic. And I'm not dogging any religion in the beliefs. Although I will clearly state my opinion is that, and it's my understanding that reincarnation was absolutely in the Bible a million times over. And when they retranslated it and reinterpreted it, they actually took this whole aspect out because they wanted to save it, my understanding, for Jesus Christ himself. Like, he was the only one who could come back and be resurrected. Okay, so no can of worms there. Don't start commenting and bashing me for my beliefs or my ill understanding of the Bible. Okay, so moving on. When I started to do this work and understand, this is what it brought me, that the lives that I've had with my daughter have happened many times. There's been many relationships, and that this one was significant and some of them connected to past lives to this one, and I'm going to share those in this video, and that we would have many lives moving forward, and that I, because of free will, and her, because of her free will, wherever she is today, on the other side, or reincarnated, whatever, okay, that we could bring those relationships back around, because it isn't just necessarily about spending time together, it's about growing as a soul, growing in love and forgiveness and so on. So really found peace and comfort in that. Off to Omega Institute I went to meet the author of this book and to study with Brian Weiss and others who were in a similar situation. And I just love that. In my experience of being at Omega and having my first past life regression therapy, he took the group through one of these sessions, and I remembered seeing a whole life being played out. And what I love about this work, by the way, is that in this particular time, I was up and I was viewing it from a very safe perspective. What I saw in one of my first life, past life regressions was I saw myself on a bed. I saw myself as the child. I was 6 and 7 years old. There was a woman next to me holding my hand. She had long gray braids and the window pane, and I could see the cold outside, and I could see the fire going, and I could even see my father on the bed with me in that life. And I was dying, and my mother was holding my hand, and she was telling me it was okay, and she was going to be there, and, you know, to not worry, and that she loved me and I loved her, and, you know, and it was just so peaceful. In that life, when I passed, I realized that in this life, all the roles were reversed. And what that means is I was the child in that life. The woman holding my hand was my daughter. My father was my brother, Steve. And so there was like the same scenario was being played out again, but the characters had all changed perspective and also changed characters, right? So we were each becoming each other. And in that life, the one gift that Isla gifted me was that the understanding of how precious life is. So fast forward to this life, and this is why I'm having this video. In this life, my understanding and what brought me so much peace is that it was being played out again, but the gifts were changing, that this was a gift my daughter was bringing me, like the gift I brought her in that life. And it was being, it was just evolving. It was evolving into a different timeline, into a different life, so that the same gifts would be given. Does that make sense? And is that not beautiful? And that is my understanding. So that first experience, that first past life that I witnessed and all the beauty in it, was the beginning of my healing. So in I dive to this work and my understanding. As I started to do intuitive work and help other mothers heal and using this in my grief practice and the rest of it, I have never been trained to do past life hypnosis and therapies, and that's not my work. But what has happened is in my sessions with people, my intuitive reading sessions, I have seen past lives, and I've brought that work forward for others. And it absolutely has changed everything in my understanding. So I'm going to pause for a second to ask a couple questions to you guys who are watching, just to have an open discussion. Have I already lost your interest? Is this whole topic like, oh my God, I don't believe in it, or it's against my religion, or this is a bull of malarkey, or we should never go back? And what does that life have to do with this life? Are you already feeling agitated by my topic? If you are, I want to know. And I want to know why. So share that. And then if it's the opposite, if you totally are immersed in this work, you believe this, you use it in your spiritual practice, you want to learn more, just give me a thumbs up so we can continue to go. And let's keep going to the people who are staying clicked in. If this is not your topic, I'll see you later. Okay. It's okay. Go ahead. Maybe you'll be back someday. Maybe you'll pick the book up a month from now. Who knows? your journey, not mine. So for the people who are continuing to listen and are interested in this topic, I'm so glad you're going to stay because I have so much to share about this topic. Let's start right out of the gate by listing some benefits that people have received after experiencing a past life regression. Richer relationships, removing energy blocks to romance, career goals, and even personal empowerment. Learning about their own soul group and discovering twin souls or even soulmates. Or healing phobias, unexplained pains, chronic symptoms, or illness, which was the whole reason I ended up doing this work. And then, continued, understanding the origin of personality traits, those birthmarks, those phobias, and perspectives. Learning clues about your own life's purpose, the reason you chose this life, this era, and certainly your family. And lastly, clarity around your character and the things that you value. Let's move on. I told you I was going to share a few lives that really connected and to my understanding and why I absolutely love this work. One time I went to a reader in the beginning of my healing with my daughter, and I asked the question, what was the first life my daughter and I had? And she shared with me this story that I'm going to not give you the gory details, but tell it in a very quick manner so it will make sense to you of another contract and why I think this work is important. In that life, the first life I had with my daughter, I was Mongolian. We were all in a town, and the town was bad people came into the town, and they grabbed all the women, and they grabbed them, and they put them in the center of town, and unfortunately, they raped them in front of the town. And I was one of those women in that life that was raped. And it was brutal. It was traumatizing. It was very upsetting. And of course, the town could do nothing for it except watch and witness. When the people who did this to us left the town, a priest stepped forward in that life and told everybody that we were basically like, this is the wrong word, but I'm going to give it to you the way I'm understanding it. Like, we were the sacrifice, like the sacrificial lamb. Okay. And the people who did this to the town came and got what they wanted and left. And so the people who were left basically had paid the pauper, right? So the town, so the priest in that life, who was my daughter, asked everybody in town to gift us that in some point in our life, they should all do for us. And that would be the way to even the scales. So, right? Heavy stuff. But in that life, my first life with my daughter, that was the gift of looking up and just being so grateful that this person had that. Now, how does that have to do with this life? It doesn't, just that was the first life that I had with my daughter. So I guess the point that I want to make is a lot of these past life contracts change as the relationships change, right? So we have our soul group. Let me explain that if you don't know what that is. A soul group, also known as a soul family or soul cluster, is the concept rooted in spirituality and metaphysics. It suggests that souls are not isolated entities, but rather interconnected and grouped together based on various factors such as energetic resonance and shared spiritual missions. According to this belief, souls within a soul group have a deep and meaningful connection to one another. They may have shared past lives, common purpose, similar spiritual growth trajectories, and so on. These souls are said to support and assist each other in their individual and collective journeys of evolution. Members of a soul group often feel a strong sense of familiarity, comfort, and affinity when they encounter one another. They may experience an immediate bond or recognition as if they have known this person for a lifetime. These connections can transcend physical relationships and exist across different lifetimes. The concept of soul group emphasizes the idea that these souls chose to incarnate together to learn, to grow, and to assist each other in spiritual development. They provide mutual support, guidance, and love throughout various incarnations. Let's move on. I've heard many different things about that too, in different books that I've read and different understanding from readings that I've had, you know, the whole idea of a soul contract. You can be in a soul group. Let's say that whole group is working on community and forgiveness, and they're just doing it through life and life and life and life and life, right? At some point, you might break away from that group when you've learned all you can do in that cluster, and you might move on to another group. But typically, those groups stay in many lives for many, many lives. So let's stop for a second and ask a couple questions to help you realize who your soul group is. So I'm going to say some things to you that will make sense. Let's explore how to determine if someone is part of your soul group. And remember, this is subjective, and it's also a very intuitive process. Here are just 7 signs or indicators that someone that is around you right now may be part of your soul group. You will absolutely feel a deep connection to these people. You will share values and interests. You will have the same life lessons that you're trying to explore. It will be so easy to communicate to people who are part of your soul group. You will notice so many amazing synchronicities with these people. You will also share in what you're growing and trying to learn. You will feel unconditional love and acceptance from people in your soul group, and it's also an intuitive recognition. And what comes to mind when I hear that is those people when you met your relationship, and you can say, "Do you remember when we met?" It's etched behind your eyes. It's so clear, crystal clear, when you first met your best friend in high school. Those are intuitive recognition. And please remember that not all the people in your soul group are cupcakes and unicorns. Some of the toughest and most heavy experiences relationship-wise are also part of your soul group. So let's continue on and learn more about past lives and past life healing. Right? So can you find comfort in the fact that if you have not if you get up and you have a task and a list of things to get done, you kind of know that if you don't get it done today, you'll be able to wake up and finish the list tomorrow. I find peace in that, being the Aries that I am. What if our life is the same way, that if we set out to do something, that we have many lives to kind of accomplish it? And I've seen people in readings too, I call them the mark of completion, where in this life, they're just here to wrap up stuff from many lives before, and they're just tying bows and packaging it up and moving on very quickly. So they're not in something for any length of time, right? So these are all things that can happen with lives kind of meshing and going back and forth. So today, I want to share the whole reason for this video had to do with my understanding that the illness that I have been having and that has been in my life for the last 3 years, and certainly the issues that I've had with my throat, go back to my childhood and not being heard, not being seen, getting lost in the mix of a big family. And there's just so much to that. But also recognizing that with the doctors unable to diagnose this, that this might not be from this life. I might not have picked up something here. I might have picked up something in another life. And my illness might have been caused from a past life trauma that was not healed. And I'm still trying to work it through. That's why you're here today. I want to share that experience. I want to share that work with you. And I want to continue the beautiful discussion with you about how important using past life is to heal what you're going through in this life, but also to heal you overall, right? So, and how much, if you open this door for yourself, it could really change your life. So, let me go to this work today. I'm going to share with you a past life that I just had and the healing that went along with it. So Stay listening. It's coming up next. I thought I would take you through this session today, tell you a little bit about why I hired this woman to do this work with me, tell you what was going on with my symptoms, share the experience that I had, really rough draft, like give you an overview of what I saw in my regression. What I really want to share today is I want to read to you what she said back to me, and I'm going to let you determine at the end of this video what the point is, because the point I'm trying to make is that this work is so important and so amazing, and the information that I was given really did help, and I believe it is the answer I was looking for. So beats any diagnosis you can get with blood work. Let's do this. So the first question this woman does with you is she asked me to kind of go through my body, and she starts, you know, with my toes and goes straight up through and is really just asking you in your kind of meditative state, is there any symptoms or things that I need to know? And of course, all of mine, I was fine from my toe all the way up. I had a couple things like an oddly shaped thumb. I have a rash on my arm from like eczema when I was a child that is still there today. And when we got to the neck, all the problems started. So had an accident when I was a child, hit my head, concussion, snapped my neck, migraines, communication, throat, everything to do here. Okay, so I thought that was pretty interesting. When she asked me to describe what I saw, I want to kind of share this with you because it was fascinating. She takes you through and puts you in a hypnotic state. And as she was asking you to, like, you know, walk over the bridge, when you get to the end of the bridge, there's going to be clouds. The clouds are going to dissipate. Tell us what you see. When that started to happen, and when I was on the bridge trying to get to the other side where, you know, the clouds were going to dissipate, all of a sudden, I started to see this life come flashing in, and that's what I'm going to share with you. I was 14 and 15. I was a little boy. I was lanky as all hell, malnourished, thin hair, you know, in the face, the whole bit. And it was in the 1800s, and we were settlers. We were leaving one area that we needed to leave, and it wasn't like the whole, there's a better land up ahead. It didn't have that energy. It had the energy of we had to leave. So I was traveling with 40 or 50 family members, or we'll call them, you know, like a group of settlers, a group of people who were on the same task to just get to where we were going. When I saw, and she asked, where are you? What I saw was the top part of Canada. So like Washington, Seattle, Montana, that far up, and farther than that, that was our goal or our final destination or where I believed we were heading. In this journey, it was in at night. This is, she's asking me questions, you know, take me to the event that has to do with your illness in this life. We are specifically diving into my illness in this life, which has everything to do with my thyroid and autoimmune and shaking and past life and, excuse me, fight or flight and so on. So in this experience, that night, something happened. We woke up and we were in the middle of fighting. Everyone, the fire and screaming and yelling, and everyone was being shot, killed, pulled out of their area off the ground. Okay, and it was this traumatic experience. I was hit so hard that it knocked me out, or I fell. And when I woke up, everyone was dead. In fact, I thought I was dead. So I was dying, right? At one point, I remembered somebody kind of coming over and standing over me. And I was so out of it the person thought I was dead or I was playing dead. It had that kind of energy to it. And so I lived. I was the only one who lived along with my sister in that life, who was my sister in this life. And she only lived for a few days. As we woke up, we realized we needed to get the hell out of there, right? So we started to kind of move on from it. And again, leaving everyone behind and taking what we needed to move on. We needed to. In that life, when I came upon the town where ended up being the town that I ended up living in, and in that town, I came alone. So now I'm an orphan, and people kind of took me in or took me on, but I had to work for it. So if I wanted to get fed, I needed to fix the gate. If I wanted and needed shelter, then I could sleep in the barn, but I needed to feed the goats. I mean, everything had to be compensated or to be supported, I needed to do work for. So in that life, in this experience, I became the jack of all trades. I ended up growing up in that life. I never, ever discussed or talked about what happened. I never, ever was asked about my family. I never was asked about how I felt, or it was all just surviving. It was doing what I needed to do to move forward and never talked about it again. And I carried that whole understanding and realization that I was carrying the burden of grief, but without the ability to process it. So that theme, by the way, you don't have all day. In all the past lives, this is the past life that just keeps repeating. In the lives that have to do with this life, they all have to do with grief and the inability to process or work with people in grief. And I've heard this message so many times in this life. This is why my life is what it is. I am dedicated, and it is my mission to help other people grieve because of these lives. So here's one of the first answers to my question in the beginning of this video. Do these past lives matter, and what do they have to do with each other? This is a theme that just keeps playing out. And until I work it out, my sense is it's just going to keep happening. So back to my story. In that life, I got married. I had two children, a boy and a girl. We get to the very end of this life, and it was, how did you die? Who were you with? What happened? And I saw the whole thing happen. I was at the top of a roof. I did something stupid. I slipped. I fell and I bled out. Unfortunately, my son was there too when I died. So there, I had some grief about that too. I'm sharing the quick version of it with you because it had so much to do with the message that she gave me and a little bit of the history around it. So if it sounds too vague, stay listening, because what is coming up next is I'm going to read to you her soul writing. Let me explain that. At the end of the session, if you do this work with this woman, she gives you the opportunity to write your own message. So like you go through this whole experience, and then she asks you, you know, what do you think it has to do with this life? What do you think the message is? What are the comparisons? What does that life have to do with this life? What's the theme that keeps being played out? And so on. When it got to the end and she said, are you ready to write? I was done. I was done. I didn't think I would be, but I was like, you do that work. I couldn't do it because I was so emotionally connected to everything that I was seeing and feeling that I wanted the reading to be over. So when we ended our session, her job was to scribe. She does shorthand. So everything I just said to you is written out in great detail, right on down to what my shoes looked like. She writes it up for you. And then 4 days later, I received on email a message, a spiritual message, and the connection. And that, my friends, is coming up next. So at the end of our session, she asked me if I had any final comments. And I'm going to read to you what I said, because I think it really does start this work. I said, a feeling of distrust, a feeling of feeling not heard and discounted. It doesn't and it can't possibly be just from this life. That energy isn't all in this one experience. I understand today it's been a pattern. Okay, here's what she sent back to me. Soul writing for Jean. My dear child, we are with you in love and in light. First, we would like to say that Jean's assessment of why we showed her Dylan's past life is accurate and to the point. That feeling of distrust and being discounted is indeed from his life. But we would also add that she is working through that and is at a remarkable speed, and she need not carry that energy with her anymore. She may feel discounted, but that is not the case. She has value and worth to all who encounter her, and the fact that she is doing her soul's work, utilizing her special skills, means that the universe has entrusted that to her, and she is miles ahead of where she was when she was Dylan. The biggest issue in Dylan's life had to do with loss. Can you imagine what it was like for him, a young boy, to be the only survivor of a brutal attack that took every member of his family and friends? Why was he saved? That was the question gnawing at him his whole life. His needs were taken care of, this is true, but his heart never fully mended. He was in denial for most of his life, and that was his secret. That details of what occurred were never shared, never brought out in the open, and therefore never had a chance to be healed. In her current work, Jean enables the truth of that inner wound to surface to others so that they can revisit it and then work towards healing. That is the karmic balance of Dylan's life to hers. However, it is the loss that she needs, she feels most keenly, the loss of beloved family members that still wounds her heart. As if Dylan had been wounded in that raid, he was spared because of his quick thinking to play dead. Not being alive is what saved him. Not being alive to recall those events is what safeguarded his heart. But in this life, to unlock the heart and experience true grief and loss, Jean's life has experienced that loss firsthand. Circumstances may be different, but the outcome is the same. How to handle it? ? She is working through that as well. Dylan had tremendous perseverance and strength of character to not only survive the attack, but to survive the childhood in which he did not feel a part of anyone anymore. His clan was gone. These people were kind, were not his people, yet he felt grateful, did what he needed to do, and grew to maturity. He found a place there, a place where he was respected and appreciated. He also found love. So once again, he had his family. His heart was opening, but that drive to continue on, to strive forward, blinded him in his physical limitations to lead and led to his death. Progress and moderation is something Jean needs to heed in this life. But we would say she is well on her way of healing Dylan's life and being free of the karma from his life, that occasionally appears in this life, holding her back. This is true of many of her physical symptoms. That sense of fight or flight mode is from Dylan. The oddly shaped thumb is from the nature of his working with his hands. Some of the neck and throat karma is from the suffocating himself as if not to utter a word while under attack. No later when questioned about it. The head issues are partially from Dylan. When he fell to play dead, he hit his head and later to his death, his head was injured as well. Much of this has to do with Dylan, but is compounded by other lives as well. She is doing well to address them one at a time. It is our hope that in knowing their origin, she will be able to do the healing needed to resolve this discomfort and sensitivity and put it behind her permanently, or at least have a change of perspective, knowing the origin. We are with you always. So much there. So much there. So thank you for letting me share. Thank you for letting me express myself. Thank you for letting me process this on my YouTube with my community. What do you think? Was this too much? Did I lose you in the beginning of this video? If I didn't, thank you so much for letting me share. I truly do believe that this work is important. I believe that in past lives, and I believe in all these things. I will put all these beautiful connections to the things that have helped me heal. I will open this discussion up. If you want to talk more about this directly right with me, if you have any insight, let me know below. If you'd like to do this work, I'll put the link. And if you are interested in a session with me, all you have to do is let me know. My heart is here to love and support you. And if you've had any trauma or grief in your life, please know this is my work to help people process it. So I would open the door to have that discussion with you also. Thank you for letting me share. Love and light. Namaste. Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode of the Intuitive Mindset Podcast with Jeannie Lynch. And if spirituality is your jam, you will absolutely love my YouTube channel. Check out the links in the show notes. And thanks again for the gift of your time. Bye now.